Come hearken to me, young maidens all, and hear what a story I shall tell, the which to our sex does often befall, though we in beauty and virtue excel. Yet we are apt to be led astray, when tempting young men with vows betray. We do surrender on what they say, so 'twas fondness that parted my love and I. When he began to swear he did love, and gave me a kiss on the underlip, vowing he ever would faithful prove, then in his arms he did me clip, and told me that I should be his bride, so that him nothing I denied, but that soon changed when he had tried, so 'twas fondness that parted my love and I. After my willing arms I did fold to grasp him close unto my breast, he unto marriage still grew cold, and would not hear aught of it expressed. Though before he often did cry, Celia, so love of thee I die, all things for thee I will defy, but 'twas fondness that parted my love and I. For when as my blooming rosebuds he had gathered from the stalk so fair, then he would not purchase the tree, but bid me all marriage thoughts forbear. A pleasure when he'd had his fill, to stay him my tears could not prevail, but had I been coy I'd had him still, for 'twas fondness that parted my love and I. When as I did urge his former vow, he said I pleaded, but all in vain. If I'd by him be tempted now, others when married might do the same. So he left me with shame and grief, for to bewail my easy belief, and hard-hearted man would yield no relief, for 'twas fondness that parted my love and I. Therefore, young maidens, warning take, and believe not men what they do say, for they a thousand vows will break, your easy nature to betray. And when they've done, they'll leave to cares, possessed with a thousand fears, nor will they at all regard your tears, for 'twas fondness that parted my love and I. Complain now no more, my love, for I have heard at last, and do pity thee. What I did, it's true, was for to try, but since thou hast been kind, so kind to me, I repent of what I have done, nor shalt thou now be left alone. Cease then, my dear, come, cease thy moan, such fondness shan't be my love and I. My vows to thee I do renew, and promise forever to be thine. Henceforth to me be thou but true, and we in wedlock soon will join. No gold nor silver shall e'er part, nor all the Indias move my heart. From my vows of love to start, no fondness shan't part my love and I. What, and if thou did yield to me, thy chastity does still remain. To marry each other we did agree, therefore, my dearest, do not complain. For thy beauty is such a dower, as might make Jove lay by his power, and descend in a golden shower, then no fondness shan't part my love and I. Come now, shake off thy cloud of sorrow, and blush no more at what is done. For we'll join hearts and hands tomorrow, though gold and silver we have none. Yet true love shall supply that scant, and where that is they never want. Therefore, my dear, cease thy complaint, for thy fondness shan't part my love and I.